This is JIS News. Coming up, Prime Minister hails credit union movement for contribution to economic development. Over 53,000 children immunized on the measles prevention campaign, and Jamaicans urged to report suspected cases of child abuse. The details after the break.
Collect your mail at your convenience. Simply rent a private letterbox from Jamaica Post and access your documents night or day, 24/7. It's secure and affordable. Private letterboxes are available for rental at residential and business complexes and post offices. Get yours today. Call 1-888-526-7678 for details.
Now the news. Over 53,000 children were immunized during the first 7 weeks of the Ministry of Health's measles prevention campaign. The campaign was launched February 16, targeting 195,000 children ages 1 to 6 years to ensure they're adequately protected against measles.
This week would be week 11 of the campaign, and up to week 7 we have immunized over 53,000 children within the target age group of that 195,000. So we are outstanding about 3 weeks of data which we need to analyze in order to give a more updated figure as to how many children have been vaccinated.
Director of Family Health Services in the Ministry, Dr. Simone Spence. Dr. Spence says the campaign, initially set to be completed within 12 weeks, has been extended to 16 weeks to enable the ministry to cover the target population. Meanwhile, Director of Family Health Services in the Ministry of Health, Dr. Simone Spence, is urging parents to ensure that their children are appropriately vaccinated for their age. She says this is important to safeguard children from vaccination-preventable diseases.
In addition to which, we're encouraging our pediatricians, the private general practitioners who have children in the target age group of 1 to 6, to vaccinate them with the 2 doses of MMR vaccine. Any child that we get, any child that we're able to immunize in my book is a success, because it's one less child that is not adequately protected against these vaccine-preventable diseases.
Dr. Spence was speaking in an interview with JIS News Monday. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller has lauded Jamaica's credit union movement for its contribution to the country's economic development. Mrs. Simpson-Miller, who was addressing the opening of Hanover Cooperative Credit Union, HCCU's new building in Lucy recently, said the institutions continue to play a major role in positively transforming the lives of members. The opening of the building, named in honor of founder, the late Enid Watson Gonsalves, was part of activities to celebrate the credit union's 40th anniversary. The Prime Minister congratulated the credit union on its achievements over the last 40 years.
This institution has seen tremendous growth from 123 members in 1975 to 30,196 members today. With more than $514 million in savings deposits and $1.3 billion in assets, Hanover Cooperative Credit Union is a major participant in the business sector in Western Jamaica and certainly nationally.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller says the institution stands as a testimony to what can be achieved through ambition, focus, determination, diligent saving, and wise investment. And Junior Minister for Industry, Investment and Commerce, Sharon Folkes-Abrahams, is imploring Jamaicans to report what they know about acts of violence and other abuse against children. Condemning recent incidents of violence against children, Mrs. Folkes-Abrahams said persons who know or suspect that a child is being abused and who do not make a report to the relevant authorities are just as guilty of the crime.
I know a lot of people perhaps know things are going on, but not talking up. If you see something happening and you turn a blind eye, it means that you have also condoned or become part of what is happening. We have to step out and protect our children. We cannot just sit by.
Mrs. Folkes-Abrahams says the government has been taking steps to safeguard the rights of children, adding that Jamaica is a signatory to several human rights treaties which provide for their protection. She was addressing a human rights seminar for early childhood teachers at the DRB Grant Early Childhood Education Center in Montego Bay Monday. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.